This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, this reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
You know, as it relates to the political situation, you know, we continue to have confidence in the mature, durable, democratic institutions in Brazil to withstand the challenge.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it is not clear that these senators would also vote to convict her. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in the Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. Edward Uranian reports.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion in Sadr City as bystanders picked through overturned carts, stalls, and wooden crates. Witnesses say the explosion took place in front of a beauty salon and that many of the victims of the blast were women. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A new report by the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology and the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says air pollution could lead to 570,000 premature deaths in India. A new report says the number of people throughout the world who are uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year. That's the highest figure ever recorded. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements Wednesday to improve security in the war-torn Donbas region. They were unable to agree on elections for the eastern part of Ukraine, which is controlled by Russian-backed separatists. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier hosted the talks with his three counterparts at a retreat near Berlin. He told reporters after the meeting that there had been clear progress on the issue of security in eastern Ukraine, but no breakthrough. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to win support for his candidacy, to win support for his candidacy from key figures in his own party. Two defeated contenders, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, returned to their jobs in Congress this week, showing little enthusiasm for Trump. Trump heads to Washington Thursday for meetings with key Republican congressional leaders, including the party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan.
No, I think actually what we're trying to do is be as constructive as possible to have a real unification. Look, I said this the other day. To pretend we're unified as a party after coming through a very bruising primary, which just ended like a week ago, to pretend we're unified without actually unifying, then we go into the fall at half strength.
Ryan said earlier that he is not ready to endorse Trump as the party's standard bearer. A Somali commando unit has killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on an al-Shabaab base in Galgaduud region. In central Somalia. It's the second such raid in 2 days. A local official says the aim of the raid was to destroy the base and neutralize the militants' capacity to organize and carry out regional attacks. The human rights group Amnesty International says nearly 150 people have died in military detention in Nigeria this year. Amnesty says there were 149 reported prisoner deaths at Giwa Barracks, a detention facility in the city of Maiduguri. The barracks were used to imprison suspected members of Boko Haram. Nigeria's military disputes Amnesty's findings. A military spokesman said officials made changes suggested by Amnesty last year. A court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has ruled that President Joseph Kabila can remain in office even if no election takes place before his mandate expires at the end of the year. The DRC's Constitutional Court handed down the decision Wednesday at the request of the ruling party. Opposition parties quickly denounced the court's decision. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.